Monday morning on the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show, throw away your TV guide because you're about to find out what you need to watch from Irina. How are you this morning, my love?
I'm great. But look, it's Monday. People are not going to leave the house because there's so much good television at the moment. You know, I've got to use mastics in my eyes.
Well, it's the least you can do for us. We appreciate your sacrifice. Now, today's theme is Prestige TV. Who's the mayor of Easttown?
It's Kate Winslet, right?
Oy.
So everyone has now just been listening to a podcast about how you could not get cinema actors into TV, you know, not love nor money. And now they all want their own show. And this is Kate's vehicle. She is the mayor of Easttown. She has ugly makeup on. She's done the sort of Charlize Theron monster thing. She's wearing oversized clothes. She's eating cheese out of a can on a cracker. She is uglifying herself all the way.
I mean, to be fair, you know, Kate Winslet was never, you know, truly attractive. She was okay, but she's, you know, she's not a stunner.
Are you like playing a joke on me?
I am. I really am. That was a terrible joke because she's one of the world's most beautiful women. She's, in fact, it's quite unfair to other women that Kate Winslet exists on this planet.
And that is the main distractor for me. Like, she is absolutely brilliant in this, but you cannot look at her and go anything other than Kate Winslet's trying to be ugly and fail. Now, her love interest in this is really cool. It's Guy Pearce playing an over-the-hill sort of professor. Easttown is in Pennsylvania. It is like dirty Pennsylvania. It's cold. It's grey. She is a detective. She's also part of some kind of basketball league that won a victory 25 years ago. So she's a has-been school basketballer, which we know in America is a big deal. And she's got like a grandkid living with her, and her ex-husband's marrying someone else. Her mum, Jean Smart, who's amazing, designing women.
Oh, yes.
Other things,
yep.
Is her mum, so she is just so acerbic. But essentially it is Mayor trying to solve a crime in this dirty Pennsylvania town while, you know, living her worst life. It's had incredible reviews. It's dark. It's gritty, but it's very real. Like it's enjoyable to watch, if not a happy time.
Well, get to see Kate Winslet struggle to be ugly. The struggle is real for some of those beautiful women
real.
Of the world. Yeah, it really is. All right, and now tell us about The Nevers.
The Nevers is Joss Whedon's first Netflix show. This was a really big deal when it came out. This partnership. Unlike Mare, everybody in here looks incredibly beautiful. If people don't know, Joss Whedon was Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Firefly, of course.
Firefly, yep.
So, you know, everybody looks beautiful in his shows. So this is, the best way I can describe it is Nanny McPhee meets American Horror Story. So when you watch it, you think, is this for kids? The premise is it's kind of steampunky Victorian era. So the costumes, the settings, incredible.
Yep.
Something has happened and people in London have been touched by some kind of thing that gives them some sort of magical power. That sounds very wishy-washy, but that's the best I can do.
Okay.
The magical powers are not very special. They're kind of an extension of who you are. So if you are crazy and mad, you become
crazier and madder. Right. Okay.
Correct. A homicidal maniac.
Yeah.
If you're a singer, then you're able to sing in a magical way. It mainly touches women and sort of marginalized people. And there's a lot of violence, which is the horror story component. And on the one hand, you've got all this feminism and kind of girl power. These women have these powers that allow them to take control in Victorian England. But then on the other hand, you have a lot of topless ladies. So who is this for?
Is Joss Whedon making a social statement given what's happened to him or what's come out from him in the last 2 years?
And I think it's taken the tarnish of this show. If he came in there with his kind of, his sort of all the stuff that he's achieved,
yeah,
we might look away from the inconsistency. But having him be someone who's caught up in the Time's Up Me Too stuff, when you go, you know what, you didn't have to do it.
Yeah.
And it makes this show less special.
All right, that's the Nevers. Our theme for today was Prestige TV. We'll talk about some more television next week when Irina B joins us one more time. You have a great week.
You too.